I want to talk about parking tickets. Yes. Now, I've complained about parking enforcement here in Salt Lake City before, and mostly that's just because it's me lashing out at my lack of parking skills. But imagine being in St. George right now, and you walking up to your car, and you see the dreaded piece of paper on the dash, right? Or on on your windshield, pegged there by your windshield wiper, and it is a terrible feeling. It's this no. What's your first thought? You
it's
see it and you just go, please just write warning on it. Please just write warning on it.
Have you ever gotten a parking warning?
Yes.
I never have.
Not in Salt Lake, but you know, here in our building downstairs sometimes I've been known to tempt the parking people, but they'll say, hey, warning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that I thought about this story in St. George was my daughter, one time when we got one of these parking tickets out in front of my house,
yeah.
she was like, Daddy, somebody's cleaning our car. Somebody's cleaning the window on the car. And I look out, and the lady's like putting that piece of paper on there and speeding off.
No.
I know, and I couldn't do anything about it. But yeah. Imagine in St. George right now, if that was you walking up to a parking ticket, and you said, oh, man, it looks like I've got this notice of parking violation from the city of St. George. It's got the seal of the city on
there.
That's
right.
It's got an issuing officer, an offender's license number. It's got the vehicle, make, and model. It's got all the time. It basically looks exactly like the one that you would get down there.
Unfortunately.
It's got numbers on there. It's got a parking violations bureau payments. But the P.O. box on there does not go to the actual parking violations bureau correspondence. The phone number does not go there. And you pay the parking, you stuff that check in there, do not mail cash, as it says on all these parking violations, you stuff that check in there, and these people are taking other people's money.
Now, here's the thing. They've only found one of these parking tickets, right? And I honestly don't know what the game is. I'd be interesting to hear, because on the one hand, they have a P.O. box, all right? It would be a simple matter for the police to see who owns that post office box, all right? It's a simple matter to trace this phone number if you want to pay by phone. There's someone physically in St. George writing out these tickets. I think it's a practical joke. I think it is actually a practical joke. I don't think this is a scam. I honestly don't.
So far, they've only found one. So we're not supposed to keep our eyes out for the fake parking
tickets? No, keep your eyes out for the fake one, because you can be relieved when it's a fake one. Here's my question for you. If you were to get a
real one?
No, if you were to get a parking ticket, would you be relieved or disturbed if it was a fake parking ticket?
Yeah,
because I would be both.
I mean, you would have that initial, oh, good, I don't actually have to pay something.
Look,
but on the other side, you go, man, I could have paid this, and it could have gone to somebody, and I could have just lost out on money.
On the KSL.com article, the police say that they are warning residents to watch out for fake parking citations. But really, what's the warning? These aren't real? Because residents will discover they're not real immediately upon attempting to make a payment. The website goes nowhere. Phone number goes nowhere.